Fast Relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back in the show. Second half hour, hour number three, last half hour of today. Kind of shifting to a federal story that has state implications regarding internet. Coming out of Chicago, federal changes to the $42.5 billion Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, known as BEAD program, is pushing states towards cheaper wireless and satellite technologies for some of the hard to reach areas in their states. State broadband officials told state lawmakers earlier this month in Lansing. Hard fiber high-speed internet still accounts for roughly two-thirds of planned BEAD projects nationwide. But revised Trump administration rules emphasizing lower cost bids have shifted more of these projects towards fixed wireless and low Earth orbit satellite services, said the National Conference of State Legislatures policy analyst Jackson Littlewood. States were required, starting in June of 2025, to rebid their BEAD applications under revised criteria that included a new definition of, quote, priority broadband projects, end quote, and place greater weight on scoring standards in order to lower the cost proposals. Littlewood said the changes have altered the technology mix that states expect to use as they try to connect their communities that remain unserved or underserved by high-speed internet. Colorado Broadband Office Executive Director Brandy Ritter said low Earth orbit satellite service has become particularly useful for rural locations that may be located in an area where they will never receive fiber or even fixed wired infrastructure. LEO service has lower upfront, that's the low Earth orbit satellite systems, have a lower upfront and operating costs for locations, quote, that will probably never see fiber cables, Ritter said during the panel's discussion. Ritter went on to say broadband remains essential to economic development, healthcare, education, particularly in rural areas where poor internet service can also affect even basic infrastructure. Being able to use credit cards at a gas station or at a party store, or even be able to talk to a doctor without leaving the comfort of your own home. Folks, I do it all the time. This past year, I've had, I think, one in-the-office doctor appointment, and that was for my annual assessment per Medicare. Being a senior now on Medicare, they want to see you once a year. They do all your vitals. They order a blood test, maybe an EKG, whatever, echo. That's what you do in the office. Came down with a really bad sinus infection. I did a video conference, did a tele-physician video call with my doctor on my cell phone. They texted me a link. I clicked on it. There's my doctor. Hey, Randy, what's going on? Well, I've got a sinus infection. Okay, I'll call in a Z-Pak antibiotic for you. Stop by the pharmacy and pick it up later this afternoon. Take all the pills in there for the next 5 days. Hope you feel better. Stopped and got the Z-Pak, took it according to the instructions, completely went away. Telemedicine thing is a reality. And you can't do it unless you have high-speed internet. Telemedicine is going to change everything. Well, Ritter goes on to say, at the very basic level, if you have to have broadband to run essential infrastructure, for example, waste, water treatment facilities, perhaps even your electric. Inadequate service has prevented some rural communities from operating efficiently and truly serving their residents. Again, folks, we don't even have someone come and read our electric meter. It's all transmitted over the internet. Now, a person coming and testifying here in Michigan was from a company down in Louisiana. Their chief broadband director, Venus Ivengar, was the first state to receive federal BEAD funding. And they said their deployment decisions had to account for long spread out geography and even weather. Louisiana had to navigate permits, underground construction, and other infrastructure changes. Although fixed wireless and satellite service can be deployed relatively easily, installing fiber optic cabling can be more complicated to a state prone to hurricanes and ice storms. Whatever we decided to invest in had to be hyper-resilient. Louisiana has already connected about 50,000 households and small businesses through the American Rescue Plan Act funding. Ivengard went on to say BEAD is expected to support broadband service for another 120 homes, businesses, and even community institutions. In the state of Wisconsin, Congressman Rob Sommerfeld said lawmakers have largely held off on additional broadband legislation while waiting to see how technology, along with these federal policy changes, develop. Wisconsin lawmakers previously considered a bipartisan tax credit for internet service providers aimed at filling broadband gaps. But the legislation was vetoed by the Democrat governor. Well, in the end, Ryder and Ivengar both cautioned lawmakers that completing the current wave of broadband construction will not end the state's responsibilities. I know we have sometimes the feelings that in government, we make a decision, we set it and forget it. But this broadband is not one of those things. You have to look at continually changing technology and what is the best results for the money spent. Ivengard urged legislators to work closely with their state broadband offices as BEAD projects start to move into the deployment stages. Oftentimes, I'm amazed that a lot of legislators don't know who runs their broadband office. Well, the panelists acknowledge criticism over the lengthy BEAD rollout. It said the program was designed to work alongside state and federal broadband initiatives, but now it's pushing more toward the states to be the ones to make the final determinations. Also, to get newer updated bid proposals before moving toward construction. This all comes after years of spending time and resources mapping out underserved areas and developing deployment plans. Well, now it might be satellite internet versus hard cables. So we'll continue to monitor this and see what decisions are made for Michigan. Because again, folks, there's some rural areas of our state. You can't use a credit card or a debit card to buy gas. It's cash or check. Believe it or not, there's areas that cannot get internet, or they haven't spent the money to do so. So we'll see where this goes and continue to follow it. Let's see, any text messages coming in that we need to address? Nope, we got everything covered. Well, I do have to mention today, visitation rights for our Livingston County listeners. County Commissioner Frank Sample's funeral arrangements. Final segment of today's show. We'll wrap this up on the other side.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877 877- 830-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to End of the Show. This comes to us via Officer Rick. Livingston County residents. Commissioner Frank Sample's funeral. Visitation starts today, 4 o'clock to 8 p.m. tonight. This is going to be at the Boric Jennings Hamburg Chapel. Then tomorrow, Pinckney St. Mary's Catholic Church, the funeral mass will be at 11. Again, visitation starts today at 4 p.m. And then there will be a luncheon tomorrow afternoon after the funeral at the family's home. So if you'd like this information, you live in Livingston County area, text me, Frank, F-R-A-N-K. My phone will automatically forward Officer Rick's text message to you, and you can join him and others there. I don't know Frank, but obviously very much part of Rick Nieper's life, and he'd like to share that information for you guys to come join him. Want to mention, again, text me MP for MyPillow. Mike Lindell's primary election is today in the state of Minnesota. He's running to be the Republican candidate for governor of the state of Minnesota. President Trump has endorsed him. We'll announce the results on tomorrow's show. But he is asking you to take advantage of the summer sale and getting ready for winter. Bed sheets. Giza Dream Sheets for the rest of August, September, the hot weather. And then switch over to their flannel sheets. Bath towels are on sale. Slippers are on sale. If you got a lumpy mattress somewhere in the house, don't replace it. Get a mattress topper. Put one of these toppers on any mattress you've got, and you won't believe the way it makes it feel firm, at the same time soft, and just absolutely feels like a brand new bed. Text me MP for MyPillow. My number, of course, 231-360-5140. Text me MP, and I'll send you the contact information. Very simple to do. You go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away. Put stuff in your cart, go to checkout, see how much the price is for retail plus shipping, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. One word, no space. Hit apply, and you'll see how much money you save. Text me and let me know, and I will appreciate you letting me know how much money you were able to save. Let's see. And don't forget, if you guys don't want to do the orders at the website mypillow.com, when you text me MP, I will give you the Trucker Randy operator standing by with the promo code discount right in there. 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. You'll be able to give them a call. They'll have the promo code already launched in their computer, and you can do your order right over the phone. And then do me a favor, text me. Randy, I placed an order. Retail price was going to be $600, shipping included. I put in your promo code. I got everything for $357. Free shipping. You saved me quite a bit of money. Thank you very much. $240-some savings. You're welcome. That simple, that easy to do. Another short story to get to real quick. We'll actually wrap this with Saran Wrap. Parents are getting another legal crack at a school district over their pronoun policy. I have this story pulled up, but we're out of time. Not going to be able to talk about it. Talk about it on tomorrow's show. I do want to remind you, though, it's not too early to start reaching out to your Republican friends. Text me 10X, and I'll send you the link to the 10xvotes.com website. You can search for your friends' names, cities, see if they're on this list. If they are, they don't vote in midterm elections. They vote in presidential. Well, you can change that. Go to the website, create an account, access the database, and search for 10 friends. See if they are low propensity voters. If they only vote in presidential elections, you need to convince them the importance of voting in this year's November 3rd governor and U.S. Senate race. We are electing a new governor and new U.S. senator, and you need them to be a part of it. Text me 10X. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds.